Hi, it's Sam Downey here, and last night on Friday the 4th of June, I spoke with a member of the UK's Labour Party, Paul Smith, who's an MP for the Bristol West area of Bristol, and he was holding a party at a venue called Halo in Bristol to say thanks to all his supporters and to start thinking about what's going to happen next. So I spoke to Paul about what is going to happen next with the Labour Party, and also I asked him about social media because throughout his whole campaign as a Labour MP, he used social media. And it's really interesting to find out how MPs in the political system in the UK are, how they are using social media. It's just one of those people. So this is me, Sam Downey from DSounds Media, interviewing Paul Smith at a Labour Party party. So alive with me is Paul Smith. Paul, tell me about what's taking place this evening. And
well, we're having our post-election celebration for Bristol West Labour Party. We've got about 50 people here tonight, and we're celebrating not the result because we lost, although we got a very good vote. We're celebrating the campaign because it's something we all enjoyed, that we felt energised by.
Yeah.
We got a lot of new people involved. We met lots of people that we'd never met before. I got fantastic feedback and response, and feel that we've sort of rebuilt a lot of confidence in the Labour Party as a traditional party that works in the interests of people. So it's a fantastic evening, actually.
How was your campaign? Now the election has taken place and you've campaigned throughout, how did it all go for you?
Well, I know it sounds a bit weird to say this when you lost, but I had a fantastic time. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed meeting the people. I felt really energised by it.
Yeah.
And it sort of, for me, sort of made my mind up that I do want to be involved in making Bristol better, in the governance of the city, and, you know, hopefully also in the governance of the country. So although I lost this time, I want to stay involved and engage with some of the communities I got involved with,
yeah,
and some of the people I got involved with. And with Bristol, I took over 10 years out from being a councillor.
Yes.
And, you know, I was a councillor for 11 years, and I guess you get a bit jaundiced after a while. But this campaign, for me, has been a real reintroduction to the importance and power of being involved in political activity, which is a bit counterculture in Britain, but in other countries, yeah, political activity is something that's admired and recommended, that people should be involved in sort of civic duty. And I certainly feel like that.
So if listeners and viewers want to get hold of you, go to your websites, vote for you in the future, where can I go online to find out all the information they need?
Well, I've got a blog, I've got a Twitter feed, I've got a YouTube channel, I'm on Facebook, and basically there's one word that if they type into Google will get them to all those things: Bristol West Paul. That will take them to all of my web presence that exists, and they can get in touch. They've got my email through that, my mobile phone number. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, I'm still there and around, and happy to talk.
So you're Bristol West Paul, and you're at Bristol West Paul on Twitter, so if people around the world want to follow you, would that be useful as well?
Well, yeah, I was almost looking for more followers, and, you know, to debate and engage with people. People don't have to agree with me to follow me. I mean, on the blog as well, it's,
yeah,
you know, I like to enter into debate and discussion, because I think that's part of what democracy is about. It's about trying to reach decisions,
yes,
through debate,
yeah.
And I think it's an incredibly powerful thing that we've got, that we can get rid of governments and the powerful by putting an X with a pencil on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
So even when it goes against us, you know, as a Labour Party person, I still think about the wonderful power that is, that we all have, and I wish more people would engage with our political system and see democracy as something that is worth being part of.
So my last question to you, Paul, is how have you found social media? And have you found it useful in your campaign? And was it a hard thing to use when you first started using it?
Well, I think I need to go to Twitter's Anonymous to try and wean myself off of it. And I've used Twitter, I've used Facebook extensively. So you've been using YouTube and blogging as well, and all of those things I found to be remarkable tools, and through them,
yeah,
I've met new people. A lot of people say, particularly about Twitter and Facebook,